Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day and what a grand opening to the new year. I wish you a very happy new year. May the blessings and the favor of God multiply over your lives and you will behold the beauty of Christ in your life and in your family, in your finances, in your future, this year of 2023. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 1 and 2. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Hallelujah, what a beautiful word. My dear brothers and sisters, the spread of Christianity has been phenomenal in spite of cruel persecution of Christ's followers in the first three centuries AD and from time to time through the years since. Christ's kingdom has continued to spread to realms and people of every tongue. Periods of attack on believers have served only to increase their fervor and growth. Then, in recent years, with the rapid development of technology, radio, television, internet, Bible translations, and distributions, the preaching of the gospel has been heard by more people than ever before in history. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, this new year, let us make a resolve. The biggest and the greatest resolve ever is to understand the urgency of heaven is to win souls. The cry of heaven is to win souls. And the call of heaven is to preach the gospel to all nations. If we can partner into these mandates of heaven, then we are in a place where God will always be with us every day of our lives. Because he desires his gospel to be preached to the nations. He desires that none will perish without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. He desires that many will become the sons and daughters of the Most High God. That is why he had sent Jesus Christ on this earth, so that by his death, burial, and resurrection, people will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into the kingdom of God. Let us make that biggest resolution ever, is to preach the gospel, is to save as many souls as we can with all our might, with all our strength, with all the love that we have for God. We will utilize it in preaching the gospel, sharing the testimony, healing the sick, raising the dead, doing the things that Jesus did whilst he was on this earth. And that is a primary call of the Holy Spirit for us in this new year, because the Bible records that in the end time days, there'll be a great harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. Many people will be saved globally for Jesus. Can we partner with that call of heaven in this year and make it a sure resolution that every day we will count it for Christ and make it known that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful new year that you have added into our lives. Abba, Father, we are in the land of the living so that we can give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion and power and authority. Lord, it's our heart's desire that we'll partner with the calls and the mandates of heaven. Is to preach the gospel, is to save souls, is to talk about Jesus, is to live a life worthy of that call, is to live, O Father God, in a way that will please the Messiah. I ask of you that you'll give great grace and glory, that we'll carry that burden for souls in our heart, and not even a day will pass by that we would not minister the gospel to the souls that are perishing. I pray that we'll reach out to the unreached ones, Lord God Almighty, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, and fill our mind with the mind of Christ, and help us to envision the heart of God and the mind of God for the lost souls. And this year, O Lord God Almighty, with all fervor and all zeal, we will preach the gospel and reach to the ones who have never received the love of Jesus. Abba Father, we thank you. Give you the praise and the glory. Lord, this morning, as people start their year by going to their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, and show them your glory. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak healing of Christ to flow from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we vow to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory that is due to your name. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day and a great year ahead in the presence of God. God bless you and bye for now.